If I have to believe what Apple told us on the worldwide develop... Oh, wait up. I had this part already. Let's fast forward. Much better. So again, welcome to the 9th episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, but this is, of course, part B, where I'll be talking about SyncUp X, the other way of backing up your stuff if you don't want to back it up to a CD. I'll not give you the chit-chat about this being an enhanced podcast, because you, of course, all know that. Let's head right into the review. But first, a little note from Thomas Bauer, the developer behind Burn Again and SyncUp X, on the problem I had with Burn Again, that it wouldn't boot up, or it would boot up, but it would quit immediately. And that was because I had Amendment installed. And he tells me that he's pretty sure that it's not a behavior that is caused by his code, and he's 99.99% sure of that. He will, however, probably look into that input manager, but not too soon, because the Worldwide Developers Conference has raised a lot of things that have high priority. Get it? High priority? Neat Little Mac Apps podcast episode. Blah blah blah. Never mind. On to the review. Current version of SyncUp X is 1.6.1 universal binary, and it is, of course, also created by Freeride Coding. You can find out more about this developer at freeridecoding.net. So what's so different about this application and the previous one? Well, this application is a syncing tool. What you do is you can sync a specific folder or number of items to another place and keep it in sync. The neat thing about this is that it is a very, sober application. Yes, that's it. It's very sober. What do you do? You launch the application. You just select the place, the location where you're going to backup to, where you're going to put files, and that's the same way how you can make multiple backups also. You just select multiple locations, and for each location you select, you can choose which files it should put there. So, for example, if I select, I'm going to make a test folder here in my downloads folder, and that will be my backup location. Immediately, you will have the ability to add files to the main window, and that means those files, that folder, is the thing I want to start backing up. The way you go is you just drag the thing, you put it in it on the main window, and or you can go by the sources button, where you can select the thing you want to back up. You also have some presets there, very handy. For example, the desktop, your mail files, your iCal files, your Safari files, your bookmark files, your iPhoto files, or your keychange. You can also select smart folders. This is very handy. Of course, for instance, I have a folder named the changed last 24 hours, and that, of course, is the folder where all the things are that have changed in the last 24 hours. Or you can click the choose folder / file, or choose invisible folder / file. Yes, indeed, it allows you to back up invisible folders and files. It's that easy. Then you just hit sync, and the application will sync everything that you have selected in the main window, and it will sync it to the location you selected on the top of the main window. If you want to have another thing backed up, but with another schedule, you just go select again. You select a new location where you want to back up your stuff. You add new items, and voila, you have a second backup set. Very handy. You can also, in the main window, if you select the pop-down window where you can choose your backup to locations, you can also edit that list. And there you, of course, will see all the different backup folders that you have. You can add them, you can remove them, etc. Very handy. Now, if you go to the preference to the preferences of this application, you will see quite a lot of options here. The first one is ignore files without read permission. For instance, if you have the automation action on for this application, which is another preference, then you can automatically start syncing. Now you would get an error if you try to sync a file that you don't have read permissions to. So you can select ignore files without read permissions. That way, SyncUpX won't try to sync those files. You can also add enable extended logging, which of course will make sure that you have the extended logging available to you. Now, the archiving options are very interesting. For instance, the deleted files options. Here you can choose what SyncUpX has to do when files are deleted from the main folder. For instance, you can create an archive of the files that would be deleted. For instance, I have a folder with 5 items in it. I sync that at a regular interval, but I removed 1 file. I didn't need it anymore. I threw it in the trash and it's gone. What is SyncUpX going to do now? Okay, he's going to check and he's going to see that I removed that specific item. He's going to go into the backupped folder and move that item into an archived separate folder with a timestamp in the name of that folder, and it will be put in that specific location. So if you ever might need that file, you could get it back. Or you can also choose do not delete files. That means archive them in place. Now, this situation would mean that when you remove the first item from the source folder, that SyncUpX wouldn't put it in a different timestamped folder as being archived. No, it would just leave that file. If you deselect both those options, then a deleted file just will get deleted. Yes, indeed. Another option that you have there is the changed files option. Now, what can you select here? You select what SyncUpX has to do when a file has changed. And there is only one option, meaning that you can archive the changed files. That will work in the same manner as the deleted files. It will put it in a different folder and mark with a timestamp. Now, how does the automation work? Well, the preferences are quite simple at that. You just select auto sync, and that means that SyncUpX will automatically sync on startup and then quit. Now, how can you do a true automation? Well, you simply go into iCall and you add an alarm. And of course, as always in iCall, you can select what iCall has to do when it reached a certain due date. And then you just choose, well, launch SyncUpX. You can take it a bit further. You can select which backup set that SyncUpX has to do, but you can't do that in iCall. Therefore, you have to use the automator actions that the developer included and make an automator script and launch that when you're into iCall. You can also run SyncUpX in headless mode, meaning in terminal, and that opens a bunch of possibilities. For example, doing a remote SyncUpX via SSH and stuff like that, but that takes us a bit too far. I don't really consider that as a part of this neat little Mac app, because that brings me to the next part of this review, the developer tip for SyncUpX, and that would be the automation. Don't get me wrong, I like the idea of SyncUpX working with the default OS X programs like iCall, because it's handy, of course. A lot of people know how iCall works, so they know how to schedule a task. So with the minimum of programming and graphical user interface add-ons you have to do to make scheduling possible, you can still have a nice scheduling way. But something inside of me would have liked to be able to choose the scheduling in the program itself. I mean, if I remember correctly, the Awaken app, I don't know if you remember that episode where we discussed Awaken. Awaken had some nice recurring events options in the preferences you could choose when your alarm went off. So it would be cool if I would be able to do that in this graphical user interface of SyncUp X itself, and not having to go to iCall to make sure that, or to some automator action to make sure that the automation works as I want it to. But once again, a very cool, neat little Mac app, very handy, very compact, and it does what it's supposed to do. It syncs. I just know right now that I'm gonna have a bunch of mails from you guys saying, oh, well, you can do bunch of stuff with rsync, and there are some cool graphical user interfaces with that also. Now, I wouldn't even be surprised if SyncUp X would work with rsync in the background, but my eye fell on this program because I liked the two apps together, you know, the Burn Again for the CDs and SyncUp X for the backing up to external hard drives, network SharePoints, or USB sticks and stuff like that. Okay, so if you want to win one of three licenses for SyncUp X, just do the same thing you would for Burn Again, but here you will have to add the comment that you want the serial number for SyncUp X. So if you don't put in the mail that you want SyncUp X, then you will be entering automatically for Burn Again, not SyncUp X. What do you have to do? Just send a mail to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com and tell me why you like the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast. Just, yeah, I know I'm vain, and give it up. Thanks for listening to this podcast. As always, hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps site at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. Be sure to send me your feedback at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com, or just visit the feedback form on the site. Also, if you have an application that you think is truly fantastic and you want me to check it out, or if you're a developer who wants some attention to his software because he thinks, well, that his software is just the best there is out there and that it is neat and little and Mac app, then you can mail me also at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you want to support the show, you can always send me the new Nikon D80. I saw it has come out, and I would really be happy with a device like that. Yes, so the Nikon D80 for me, please. If that's a bit too expensive, then you can always visit the online Neat Little Mac App store, where you can buy t-shirts and stuff like that. Also at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. Or you can go and download the press kit, where I talk a bit about myself, about the podcast, and how you can support me for getting the audio over to you guys. So that's it for this podcast. I mustn't forget to mention the theme song that is provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track is called Starting Over. It's the instrumental version. And I'll be hearing from you next week. Don't forget, keep loving those apps. Bye.